Gospel Principles, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Salt Lake City, Utah. Your comments and suggestions about this book would be appreciated. Please submit them to the following address: Curriculum Development, 50 East North Temple Street, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-0024, or send them by email to cur-development@ldschurch.org. Please list your name, address, ward, and stake. Be sure to give the title of the book, then offer your comments and suggestions about the book's strengths and areas of potential improvement. Copyright 1978 and 2009 by Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved. Introduction. A study guide and a teacher's manual.
Gospel Principles was written both as a personal study guide and as a teacher's manual. As you study it, seeking the Spirit of the Lord, you can grow in your understanding and testimony of God the Father, Jesus Christ and His atonement, and the restoration of the gospel. You can find answers to life's questions, gain an assurance of your purpose and self-worth, and face personal and family challenges with faith.
Instructions for teaching at church and at home.
Being a teacher is a great responsibility that includes many opportunities to strengthen others and see that they are nourished by the good word of God. Moroni chapter 6, verse 4. You will teach effectively as you follow these principles. Love those you teach. Teach by the Spirit. Teach the doctrine. Invite diligent learning.
Love those you teach.
When you show love for those you teach, they become more receptive to the Spirit of the Lord. They become more enthusiastic about learning and more open to you and to others. Strive to become acquainted with those you teach and let them know that you genuinely care about them. Be sensitive to the challenges of those with special needs. Create a comfortable environment in your class so that participants feel free to call upon you for help with any questions they have about the principles of the gospel and how to apply them. The Lord's Spirit will be present when love and unity exist. The Lord said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." John chapter 13, verse 34. For more on this subject, see Teaching No Greater Call, pages 31 through 39.
Teach by the Spirit.
The most important things you will ever teach are the doctrines of Christ, as revealed through the Scriptures and modern prophets, and as confirmed by the Holy Ghost. To do this effectively, you must obtain the Spirit of the Lord. "The Spirit shall be given unto you by the prayer of faith," said the Lord, "and if ye receive not the Spirit, ye shall not teach." Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 14. See also Doctrine and Covenants, section 50, verses 13 through 22. The Holy Ghost is the real teacher, so it is important to create an environment in which the Lord's Spirit can be present. For more on this subject, see Teaching No Greater Call, pages 41 through 48.
Teach the Doctrine.
Before you teach from a chapter, study it thoroughly to be sure you understand the doctrine. Also study the additional scriptures listed at the end of the chapter. You will teach with greater sincerity and power when the teachings in the chapter have influenced you personally. Never speculate about church doctrine. Teach only what is supported by the scriptures, the words of Latter-day prophets and apostles, and the Holy Spirit. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 12 through 14, and section 52, verse 9. If you have been called to teach a quorum or class during the book, do not substitute outside materials, however interesting they may be. Stay true to the scriptures and the words in the book. As appropriate, use personal experiences and articles from church magazines to supplement the lessons. For more on this subject, see Teaching No Greater Call, pages 50 through 59.
Invite diligent learning.
As you teach, Help others see how gospel principles apply to daily living. Encourage discussions on how these principles can affect our feelings about God, ourselves, our families, and our neighbors. Encourage participants to live according to the principles. Try to involve as many people as possible in the lessons. You can do this by inviting them to read aloud, answer questions, or share experiences. But do so only when you are sure it will not embarrass them. You may want to make special assignments to participants while preparing the lessons. Be sensitive to the needs and feelings of others. You may need to talk privately with individuals before a lesson and ask how they feel about participating. For more on this subject, see Teaching No Greater Call, pages 61 through 74.
Additional help for teachers.
Each chapter in the book contains one or two notes for teachers. These notes include ideas that can help you in your efforts to love those you teach, teach by the Spirit, teach the doctrine, and invite diligent learning among those you teach. End of the introduction to Gospel Principles.